decides the arrest of Julian Assange. Of course, is the main story of the day. He's being held right now in a police station in central London. And he's been in the Ecuadorian embassy since 2012, but he seems to have worn out his welcome. And there is some difference of opinion as to what his rights were and what its duties were to if it was going to protect him and shield him from arrest, and what its duties were. And so there's a discussion now about that. But he's in the hands of the British, and it's likely that he's going to be extradited to the United States, which is offended. That he has told the truth about its illegal and unconstitutional spying apparatus with Mr. Snowden and this person formerly known as Bradley Manning, all of whom have exposed the gigantic apparatus that works against you, and yet most people probably among our listeners would say that Julian Assange is a bad character, that he's a bad person because he's injured people, he's put people at risk, right? And yet I think there's a dissent that I would offer on that, a dissenting analysis, and to kind of fill in the gaps for us, I've got here programmer John Koslowski from Cleveland. John, tell my listener just in an overview what extent does my listener owe something to Julian Assange, as opposed to fearing that he is an evildoer who rightly should be either executed or tried for treason? What is your take on his arrest and his work as a publisher?
Well, David, I think one of the things that's happened is that we constantly tend to conflate things. We conflate Julian Assange, the man, and WikiLeaks, what the organization does, and what he has reported. What he has reported thus far, everything WikiLeaks has reported has been demonstrated to be true. How that information is used is not necessarily used well. We can use truth to deceive. I have actually documented that on a video where I show how the collateral murder video that was leaked by Bradley Manning, now known as Chelsea Manning, to WikiLeaks, where it was shown what happened, where an American helicopter gunship killed a whole bunch of civilians, including some reporters and things of that nature. And we can look at that video and condemn, but we don't know who we're really condemning. Because if we condemn Julian Assange, if we condemn Manning, or we condemn the people in the helicopter, why? The question is, what is true? And one of the things I point out, for example, in that particular video, you can see a cameraman with a long lens on a camera. And from a distance, it's hard to tell the difference between that and an RPG, a weapon. And so he was shot and killed. But the question is, the person who saw this and said, oh, he has a weapon, well, clearly he was wrong. But if you go and look at what happened after the fact of that incident, there were weapons found. So the assumption that he had a weapon was rational. But the other hand, why were they killing people? Why were they simply killing people? And exposing that, I think, is a question that we have to address. Why were we there killing people?
Well, has Julian Assange done John Koslowski, my listener, a favor by exposing the Americans' war against Muslims in the Middle East, against Islamic cultures and against Islamic people? Or is he wrong because the material that he put on WikiLeaks was, let's just say, stolen, because that is the allegation. There's a crime involved in stealing from Bradley Manning, who was once a man, stealing this information and putting it out there.
Yes, well, again, we have to be careful about conflating too many issues. What Bradley Manning did, now known as Chelsea Manning, was a crime that he did. And I will claim it's Bradley Manning, and therefore, or he is a man. In doing that, a lot of people will reject what I say because I'm not being politically correct. He is a man.
Right.
But So if you conflate that, you're never going to go after the truth. The same thing is true in the opposite end. If you have decided that what he has done, because of the gender change operations, because of sexual issues and things of that nature, if you look at that and separate that from what he exposed, we conflate things, and we're not seeking the truth. What he did was indeed a crime in stealing information from the U.S. government. That was a crime. That's true. When he was put in prison for that, that was consistent with the law. When he was tortured by the U.S. government, that was a crime on the behalf of the U.S. government.
What did the government do to torture Bradley Manning? I missed that.
There were a variety of things. We have a lot of techniques. The U.S. has developed a lot of techniques, as well as other entities, has developed a lot of techniques to do. There is abusive torture, and then there is torture that does not inflict harm in the sense of permanent harm, such as they keep you naked, cold in a room with constant light, constant sound, and so forth. You saw the same example in Texas with the Branch Davidians, where what they did is they kept lights on all the time on the compound, played the same song over and over again with loudspeakers. It was torture. It's torture not in the sense of causing you physical pain, the bamboo shoots under the fingernails kind of thing. It's torture in the sense, sleep deprivation is torture, but it does not cause you to lose an arm or a leg or whatnot, which is also torture. So those kind of techniques were used. It is against the law. We do it constantly in Guantanamo Bay. The U.S. does not have a good reputation around the world because of the fact that we torture people, and we torture our own, including Bradley Manning, the man. But we have to look at what he did, what he exposed, and separate that from his character. And we got to remember also, he stole that, but WikiLeaks was the receiver of that information. Yes, receiving and stolen information, but then he's a publisher. That is not a crime. In U.S. law, that is not a crime. To publish information, we have the Pentagon Papers example. When the New York Times published the Pentagon Papers, the New York Times did not commit a crime. Daniel Ellsberg did by leaking the documents. The New York Times did not. And so many news agencies around the world, including the U.S., published the WikiLeaks documents. So they did not commit a crime. WikiLeaks is a publishing company. They are not an espionage organization, as Mike Pompeo has stated. They are a publishing company. What they do is not a crime. But because they are the vehicle of publishing information that is embarrassing to the U.S. government, they are slandered by Mike Pompeo and others.
Well, how is my listener?
Because it hurts the reputation of the United States around the world. Because he spoke the truth about the United States.
This is David Twist, and we're talking with John Kozlowski, and we are brought to you by East Ridge Alignment. There's a special that you need to know about at East Ridge Alignment, and that's the Alignment Special. Now, this is something that I've pushed Tommy's arm back behind his back to extend this to you, but it's $59.95 for an Alignment Special. Ordinarily, an alignment anywhere in the city is about $90. But that's something for you with his ball cap and freckles there, an offer extended to you, the David Tulis listener. Now, also, the men at East Ridge Alignment want to suggest this. If you're making a trip or have a family member making a trip in a couple weeks, plan ahead, get that car checked out. If there's a repair needed, you'll need maybe a day or two for that. So plan early, build that buffer time into your travel plans. I remember I had a new radiator to go into a car the day before a trip, and it was a very bad thing. And the shop that put it in had to eat the loss because it was the new radiator. It was a bad new radiator. The new radiator was the old radiator was not the old radiator was not replaced by the shop that put it in. So there was an unhappy shop owner there. The name is David Tulis, and East Ridge Alignment. East Ridge Alignment, here to serve you, taking advantage of you, of your need. Well, what am I saying? Wanting to help you take advantage of its services, rather. And also note this, there's a discount of $35 on the air conditioner check if you have that done. mention the radio and the radio station, or just the radio, that's enough, and you'll get $35 off of the inspection of your lines. We're talking with John Kozlowski. John, let me ask you this. Why does my listener, why should my listener care about Julian Assange? And tell my listener, or tell me and my listener, why you think he's helped him. How can we claim the work he's done as publisher for our benefit? What benefit have we actually gotten from his exposing these secrets of the federal government?
Well, one of the ironies I find is the Trump supporter should be one of the greatest proponents of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange, because clearly, when you look back at the 2016 elections, probably the most significant event that turned the election was the leaking of the DNC documents. It was a leak, not a hack. And we have to understand the difference. The idea of a hack is when I go in and I steal something from you. The idea of a leak is when I take information and expose it from my organization. And, you know, the allegation is an IT guy within the Democratic National Convention, specifically Seth Rich, had the information, the emails and things of that nature, took a copy of it on a USB drive, handed it to another individual. Sometime later, that was exposed, and of course, WikiLeaks published all those things, and Hillary Clinton lost, because it's not whether it was a leak or a hack, but is it true? Is the information that was published true? Whether it was leak or hack is something different. But now look at the journalist question. Seth Rich was killed. He was shot in the back and died. Now the question is, was it a robbery or an assassination? I discussed this on my website, Kozlowski.org, on the question is manning the next McCorvey.
Okay, so let's just back up. Again, we're talking with John Kozlowski, and your website is Kozlowski. Would you spell that? Spell that.
Kozlowski, Kozlowski.org. And you'll see there's now five articles, videos on is manning the next McCorvey. And on number
four, what is that about? What is your point?
Question, Seth Rich.
John Kozlowski, what do you mean, just quickly, who's McCorvey and what is the argument you're making?
Norman McCorvey is the Roe in Roe v. Wade. Norman McCorvey was hated by the Christian community because of the fact that she was Roe, but she repented and she became a pro-life advocate. She died recently, or a year ago, or 2 years ago now, and died as a repentant sinner. The question is Bradley Manning and Julian Assange possibly going to follow that model? That was the point of the
article. Just quickly, John Kozlowski, how would Manning and Assange turn? How would they be turned? They're turning from what to what?
See, the issue is, there's two separate issues. The issue of publishing truth. Publishing things that are embarrassing to the U.S. government, other governments, other organizations, the DNC, and so forth. Publishing that is not a sin. We are called to expose the evil things in the world, Ephesians 5:11, for example. But the issue is their personal lifestyle. This, just as Norma McCorvey was a homosexual, absolute foul lifestyle, the same thing is true with Manning and Assange. The repentance is not on what they publish. The repentance on that lifestyle, that is important. The publishing of the truth is not a sin, and is something to be celebrated. The truth is something to be celebrated.
John Kozlowski, thanks so much for joining me. Appreciate it.
Delighted.
That's John Kozlowski, a programmer in Cleveland, and he has several videos out. One, touching on the question of Assange and Bradley Manning, as this person was once known, and the Norma McCorvey turnaround, Norma McCorvey being the Roe in the notorious pro-abortion case, Roe v. Wade from 1973. The name is David Tulis, and the number is 800-8949.